This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and China President Xi Jinping are planning to speak Thursday. According to a U.S. official, their first conversation in 4 months coming amid new tensions between Washington and Beijing over China's claims on Taiwan. The planned talks between the two leaders, the fifth in a series of regular check-ins, have been in the works for weeks, but the possibility of a visit to Taiwan by the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the top congressional Democrat and second in line of succession to the presidency, has added fresh strain to the complicated relationship. Beijing is warning that it will take forceful measures should Pelosi visit the self-ruled island of Taiwan that China claims as part of its territory. The U.S. official declined to be identified ahead of the public announcement. The schedule was first reported by Bloomberg. U.S. President Joe Biden has improved enough from his coronavirus infection that he is able to resume his regular exercise routine. That is according to an update Tuesday from his doctor, Kevin O'Connor, wrote that Biden's symptoms have now almost completely resolved and all of his vital signs are good. Meeting virtually with South Korean business executives, President Biden says he is near the end of his COVID-19 isolation.
I'm feeling great. I hope it comes across that way as well. I hope I look as great as I feel here. But, you know, and you're well, you know what I mean. I hope that sounded awful, but I never looked that good. I hope I look as good as I usually do, which is not that good.
Biden took his fifth and final dose of Paxlovid, which is intended to prevent severe symptoms from COVID-19. This is VOA News. Trump, in Pence speeches, put the GOP's stark divide on display. We get more details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Former President Donald Trump and his former Vice President Mike Pence were both in Washington Tuesday in separate and starkly different appearances. Trump was back in the nation's capital for the first time since Inauguration Day 2021. While critical of the Biden administration, Trump also resurrected the 2020 election.
I always say I ran the first time and I won. Then I ran a second time and I did much better. We got millions and millions more votes.
At a separate event, Pence said it's time to move on.
I believe conservatives must focus on the future to win back America.
Polls show Trump remains by far the top choice among Republican primary voters, with Pence far behind. And Trump teased he may run again.
We may just have to do it again. We have to straighten out our pants.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
At least 15 people were killed and dozens of others injured during 2 days of demonstrations in Congo's east against the United Nations mission in the country. United Nations said one peacekeeper from Morocco and two international policemen from India serving with the UN peacekeeping force were slain, and a policeman from Egypt was injured at the UN base in North Kivu province when violent attackers snatched weapons from Congolese police and fired on UN personnel. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the attack and violence targeting multiple UN bases across the North Kivu since Monday. UN Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq said. Haq said that on Tuesday, hundreds of assailants attacked bases on the UN force in Goma and other parts of North Kivu, fueled by hostile remarks and then threats made by individuals and groups against the UN, particularly on social media. The U.S. economy is caught in an awkward, painful place, a confusing one, too. Growth appears to be sputtering. Home sales are tumbling, and economists warn of potential recessions ahead. But consumers keep spending. Businesses keep posting profits, and the economy keeps adding hundreds of thousands of jobs each month. In the midst of all of this, prices have accelerated to four-decade highs, and the U.S. Federal Reserve is desperately trying to douse the inflation flames with other higher interest rates. That makes borrowing more expensive for household and businesses. Fed hopes to pull off the triple axle of central banking. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.